My name is Daniel Kent Parrish. I'm from originally from Anstey, West Virginia. I grew up in the coal mining area in Fayette County. I'm a third generation coal miner. My grandfather and my father were what they called deep miners. They were underground. And I got into the coal mining industry, surface mines, in 2010. I was petrified, all this big equipment moving around. You're backing down long, narrow roads and stuff, but it's pretty dangerous. Some of your best money in southern West Virginia is the coal mine industry. You know, back there they haul coal out by the truckloads. Some mines are big enough where they can handle trains. The mines I worked for weren't. As a kid growing up, everybody had the Tonka toys. You're just a grown-up driving a big Tonka toy is about what it amounts to. Southern West Virginia has really been hit hard lately with the layoffs, the cutbacks, the WARN notices. I come out here after two WARN notices and a 10% pay cut. We had the opportunity to come to Wyoming. I've always heard about Wyoming and Montana. I've always heard it was beautiful. The roughest part about getting out to Wyoming was 1,700 miles and 3 days of driving with a U-Haul. This is the windiest place I believe I've ever been in my life. I was told that, well, go to Wyoming. There's a woman hiding behind every tree, and we get here and there's trees. So, yeah, that part was kind of humorous. That's the coal pit right there. It just blew me away, the depth of the pits, the coal seam, 75 to 100 feet coal seam. If we hit a 6 foot seam back home, we thought we hit the mother lode. I think I found the promised land. I don't know that much about the climate change and stuff like that, so I won't have any comments on that other than that. I'll keep getting up and going to work every day until they tell me different. I don't see Wyoming taking a hit like West Virginia is taking a hit. I plan on staying.